Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masachas Menachas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is where we learn Masachas Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Afayin Reziva Kohal Gon Bik Arav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Pigol, going back to Karban Mincha. The Mishnah says, Pigol B'Koymetz V'Loy B'Lavoyna, B'Lavoyna V'Loy B'Koymetz. If the Koyne had an improper thought of Chutz Lazmane, he was Mefagol the Koymetz, but not the Lavoyna, or the Lavoyna and not the Koymetz, he Rev Machlaikas. Rav Meir says, Pigol V'Chavon Al Karis. It's Pigol, and what do we have Karis for it? Whereas Rav Chum say, Aim by Karis, there's no Karis Ad Shefagol's Kol Hamatir. He has to be Mefagol the entire matir. Remember, as we've said previously, one of the key components of being able to make a carbon pigle is if the matir, that which enables the carbon to be kosher, has the proper thought of pigle. So by regular animal carbon, that's the blood. The blood is the matir. And by a mincha, the matir is both the kaimitz and the levina. So Chum say you have to have improper thought of pigle both by the kaimitz and the levina, and if not, it's not pigle. Now, Chum do agree to Rameir, but minchas choyte minchas kenais, with these two minachas, she'im pigle b'kaimitz, shu pigle v'chavon al kares, that if you have the pigle thought by the kaimetz, that is pigle, and won't be chayv karis for eating it. Sha kaimetz hu amatir, because the kaimetz in this case alone is the matir, that's because there's no levina. Similarly, shachar echem rekvasim lechosh techalas lamachar. Let's say he shechted one of the lambs, which is shechted on shvuas, with intention to eat both chalas tomorrow, that's chutz lazmanai, or hikter echem yamazichin. He brought one of the two spoons of levina that's brought along with lechem apanim, lechosh shnei sedar lamachar, with intention that he's going to eat both stacks of lechem apanim tomorrow. Remember, he says pigle lechem al karis, it's pigle and it's chayv karis for eating it, or is lechem say ain pegel ad shefagol's kol matir, he has mufagol the entire matir, which is both spoons of levina, not just one. Another din, shachar echem rekvasim lechem menu l'machar, let's say shechted one of the lambs of shvuas with intention to eat from it tomorrow, who pegel, so that individual one is pegel v'chaveir kosher, but the other one's kosher. Now lechem chaveir l'machar, let's say he shechted one with intention to eat from the other one tomorrow, shneim ksherim, both of them are kosher, there's no pegel over here at all. Now to parak gimel mishnah, if we continue discussing this, hakamis is a mincha, if he did kmitza to the mincha, lechol davar she'in dar with intention that he's going to eat something that's not normally eaten, or lahakter davar she'ein darko lahakter, to be makter to burn something that's not supposed to be burned. Kosher, so it's kosher. Where's Reb Elazar Pais, Reb Elazar Pasuls? Now, lechol davar she'darko lechol, lahakter davar she'darko lahakter, pachas mikizayis. Let's say he had this improper thought to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, or to burn something that's supposed to be burned, but was with less than a kizayis, so it's kosher. Also, lechol kechatzi zayis, or lahakter kechatzi zayis, the improper thought was regarding eating half a kizayis and being makter half a kizayis. Over here, it's also kosher. She'en achil vaktar starfin, because achila and haktara are not mitstarf together. We have to have a full kezias of either achila or haktara with an improper thought in order to passel it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more discussions about what would potentially passel or not passel a karban mincha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.